Like, I'm so thankful that they struggled. I'm so thankful that they struggled so much so that I don't have to struggle. Would I survive as an immigrant? I literally would not survive as an immigrant. Oh, you think that I'm going to be able to pick up and move to a foreign country where I don't know the language? Where I don't have friends? Where I'm going to have to be in ESL if I move young enough? Where I'm not even going to, like, understand when people are making fun of me? You think I'm going to survive that? Absolutely not. I'm not surviving that. And so I'm so thankful that my parents endured those struggles so I don't have to. The lighting is a little horrendous here. I can't really open my eyes, so let's move to the back seat.
Ah! Oh my gosh.
Welcome to the back seat. We are back for another episode of Prugugi Pod. I am your host, Hannah Cat, and today we're gonna do something a little bit different because, you guys, got a little package from Musina. Ooh, okay, so I got these pants. They're from In Silence. Then I also got this top from Use. It's a little tank top action. Ooh, I got this little top from 145 Office. Last piece, I got a little braided tank top. I don't know if you guys can see the detail on this, but it's really cute and I like it a lot. So yeah, I've just been into my tops, and then yeah, the jeans, hopefully they fit well because I literally have like two pairs of jeans that I actually wear, and so I just like needed to expand a little bit. So that's the haul. Thanks for joining me on that journey. And then what else? Oh, I actually wanted to start off the episode by giving a little praise report. I don't know if you guys did this. If you are like familiar with like the church scene, usually we'll do praise reports after prayer requests. And so like, it's essentially like, if your prayers have been answered, like, please go ahead and share so we can kind of like recount on the good things that happen. And so praise report, my sister and I argued a little bit yesterday because I had bad tone with her, and I admit it, she like asked a question and essentially I like shut it down really quickly, and so she was like a little bit upset about it, and so kind of like stormed off during our family dinner. And then she came out and she said, I felt like you could just kind of like shut down what I said without really like considering it, and so I would appreciate it if you could watch your tone. And I was like, oh my gosh, well, here's the little explanation. She's like, but still, it's your tone. And I was like, you're right. And so we did a really good job communicating, and I'm really happy about it because you know what that means? We are learning. And then literally I turned to my dad and I was like, look at us communicating. And he was like, wow, that was really impressive. And so it was really cute because my mom just came back from Japan. So that's why my sister and I went home to just like spend time, because my sister and I will go home like once a week, honestly, but we always miss each other. So this was the first time that we were able to like come on the same day. And so it was so cute because we like had me and my dad and my mom had dinner, and then my sister did not have dinner, and then she ate later. But we all four of us sat in my room at the end of the day as my mom was doing her haul, and we were just talking, and it was so nice to just like kind of be nostalgic. Like, we were reflecting on how many amazing family trips we went on last year, because last year was stacked. We went to Korea in May, we did St. Bart's in December, and then I guess like January is not technically last year, but feels like last year. We did Aspen then, and so we were just talking about like vibes were so good even when they weren't. Just like in Korea, it was a very chaotic trip. Like, everything that could have gone wrong went wrong and more, like literally things that you would not even expect or think about. And so we all like were just like really struggling in Korea, but it ended up being such an impactful trip, like such a needed trip. And so we were recounting about that. And then even like St. Bart's, like, we usually don't do like relaxing vacations. It's usually like trips where, you know, we have an itinerary and like things to do and things to check off the list and things to eat. And so St. Bart's, it was just kind of like, let's relax and chill. And it was honestly amazing. And then Aspen too, like, we went with one of my dad's Well, I guess we're technically cousins through marriage. So if you guys listen to Kiwon's episode, Kiwon is my cousin who lives in Korea, dates in Korea, and also makes like Korean content. If you guys want to check her out, it's nam.nom, namnom. And so, yeah, we went with their whole family, except for Kiwon, actually. It was just her younger sister, Jackie, who was also on the podcast, who talked about long distance relationships and interfaith couples. And so, had just like an amazing time. We just like, it was the best snow that we've ever gotten on a ski trip. Wasn't too cold. Like, we weren't miserable. We were just like a little bit miserable, which is like, that just comes with the territory of skiing and ski trips in general. And so, yeah, it was just so fulfilling, and it was really nice being able to just like talk to my parents about all this, and how like I think my parents as they get older have become softer, and we kind of have this like understanding of each other now. And so that brings me to our topic for today, which is parental and societal expectations and parent adult child relationships. And so what makes me qualified to talk about this? I have two parents, and I am an adult child. And the transition between being like a teenager, like someone who, they were my like legal guardians, right? Is that how it works? Like, they're still your legal guardians? I don't understand how that works. But anyways, you know what I'm saying. So yeah, I think like, we got the whole like early stages on lock. We got elementary, middle school, high school on lock. Literally, the way that my parents like raised me and my sister was very much like substitute teacher vibes, or like teacher vibes. So what I mean by this is, I think teachers have a responsibility to demand respect from their students very early on. If you are a teacher and you don't garner the respect from your students from the top, like from the jump, you're going to have a very hard time earning that respect later on, right? That's when you get the rowdy kids, the kids who like maybe aren't that scared of you, like just like don't really give a shit. And so it makes it so that there's just, it's a very tough life, right? But if you are the teacher who's a little bit terrifying at the beginning, and then you soften up and you have already earned the respect of your students, and then you're able to form like maybe a little bit more of an emotional, personal relationship with them, you are going to have a fantastic time. And so when it comes to my parents, my mom, elementary school, terrifying. That woman was so freaking scary. And it wasn't in like her raising her voice or like, okay, like, don't get me wrong. Like, literally, I'm a 90s kid. Did I get spanked once? I got spanked once. Did my mom cry afterwards? Yes. It was, like, a time when that was normal, but my mom never did that. She did that once. Because I was actually being, like, really freaking annoying. But anyways, what she did to discipline me was just give me the look. You know what look I'm talking about? Oof. Like, that's actually a look I would never wish upon my greatest enemies. Or maybe I would. But it's actually one of the most scary, terrifying looks, because you know when like people are so calm and yet so mad? It's one of those things. And so all my friends knew if I got the look, it's game over. Like, I'm in trouble, we're heading home, whatever the situation may be, like, y'all know it's shut down. Like, Skepta is shut down. And so my mom was very scary. And then in middle school, I started getting confused. Because, right, if you made me responsible in elementary school, middle school, I'm also responsible. I had all my shit together. I asked her for all the signatures and all the things early. Like, I was good kid. But then my mom started being like, Hannah, you should like go hang out with your friends. Like, you should go to the mall. Like, oh, so-and-so is having a party, like a birthday party, like you should go. And I was like, what is going on? Like, why does she chill out all of a sudden? And I think it's because she felt like I was too responsible. Like, I would only spend my time studying and all of that. And so she was like, let's make sure she's, like, social too. Like, that is an important part of, like, growing up, is making sure this girl knows how to make friends and has friends. And so eventually, like, I, like, picked up on it and I was like, oh, you know what? I can have friends. Like, I can go out and be social and, like, not do homework all the time. Like, of course I'll still get my homework done. Like, that's a given. But it doesn't have to be done, like, on a Friday night when, like, you should be out. And so they kind of, like, loosened up, right? And so that was the first transition. And then the transition into adulthood. That was a tough one. And I'm not only speaking from my perspective, but my parents as well. I think kind of the first step in realizing that, oh, my parents are human and they don't know exactly what they're doing all the time, was realizing that they're human and don't know what they're doing 100% of the time, like anybody. I don't know about y'all, but, like, I'm just kind of BSing my way through it. Like, essay, I'm adding so much fluff. Life, same thing. Fluff. You're just figuring it out. And genuinely, that's everybody. And so with my parents too, I became very, like, forgiving of the ways in which I felt, like, hurt and, like, they could have done a better job and all that, right? Like, if you are a child in the world, you're going to be messed up somehow. That is a given. But I started to realize, oh, on the spectrum of trauma, I'm at the bare minimum of things. And I have vocalized to my parents, like, oh yeah, these are, you know, some of the ways in which, like, I felt hurt during my childhood. And, like, maybe I, like, wished differently for my childhood. And these were not easy conversations to have. It was very emotional. Like, I have literal photos of, like, when we had these, like, breakthrough conversations. And it's tissues upon tissues upon tissues because everyone was crying. Like, literally, mom, dad, me, Kara, we're all crying because it was just acknowledging, like, the pain that, like, we go through as humans and, like, maybe how we are partially responsible for inflicting that pain even if we didn't mean it, right? Like, my parents love me and I know that they love me so much and I love them so much, but that can coexist with, oh, I know that you guys raised me the best you could, but I still feel pain in some ways and I was still affected negatively in some ways. And it's not a blame game of, like, oh, you are the cause of my trauma. Though, yes, sometimes that is justified. For me, it's more, oh, they really tried their best, but that doesn't take away from the pain that I felt. Like, I'm still very validating of that, right? And so we had these breakthrough conversations, and I think it was, like, a huge step for my parents to recognize that, like, they might have been the cause of some of these things, but I don't need them to feel bad about it. Like, yes, they can take responsibility, but it's not meant to be, like, a guilt, shame type of situation. Like, never in my life would I ever blame my parents for the way that I am, I guess, because I need to also take responsibility for that. And though they, like, played a factor in it, they were trying their best. I know that, right? The love that I feel for my friends, the love that I feel for baby Stuart and Finley and Leo, all the doggies, like, I know in my heart of hearts that I would never do something intentionally to harm them. And so if this is your child, if you are a sane human being, if you are not, you know, off the rails a little bit, I would hope that you would want the best for your child. And so I know in my heart, not even deep in my heart, it's like literally right here, like blaringly obvious how much my parents care for me and that it was not intentional. And so it's just a lot of, like, acceptance and acknowledgement on everybody's end. And so when it comes to the adult child and parent relationship, I think that's the first step. It's just, like, recognizing, wow, my parents are human. Maybe second step is having a conversation with them if they're open to it We'll leave that as an optional. And then the step after that, the third step, I think is the hardest, which is actually living out that transition, right? Because I think that there is very much a difference between acknowledging that we're going through this change and like actually going through the change. And so I think that's where a lot of like struggle came from, was just in applying this like known transition into our like daily living. Because though my parents can recognize that I am an adult now and that I'm going to be making decisions for myself, and I might not be living the way that they expect me to live, right? Like, if we're being completely candid, during COVID, COVID was 2 years after I graduated college. During COVID, my dad went, "Do you want to go into medicine? You can still become a doctor. Like, you can still do that." And I like looked at him and I was like, "Oh my God, should I do that?" Because that whole like wanting to please your parents came back, right? My dad always speaks about this. You guys can correct me if you believe differently, but children inherently want to please their parents, right? A lot of times our parents are the first source of validation that we get in our lives. And so it only makes sense for us to want to please them. And so in the same way, like my childness came out in that, oh, dad wants me to go back to school at my big age of 24. Maybe I should consider it. And then I started to ask myself, like, why? Like, what was the reason that I was, like, considering it? Yes, I was feeling lost in my career. But then also, it was a lot of, oh, if my dad wants this for me, then, like, I think he's right. Because my dad has been right his entire life, right? In everything that we do, when we're children, when we're teenagers, it's like, you look to your parents for guidance. Or at least I did. And I'm very lucky and I feel very blessed to have been able to have parents who understand the education system and understand, you know, just like things that maybe I took for granted as a child of someone whose parents speak English and like maybe not your like so typical first generation immigrant scenarios. All that to say that I was still giving in to the parental expectations and the parental burden of like what I thought they wanted for me. And I don't think that's wrong in any way. If you love medicine and you love healthcare and you decided to go down that because it was planted, maybe inceptioned into your brain by your parents, like, we need that. We need doctors. We're gonna lose too many doctors if that happens, or if that stops happening. But is it also important to really ask yourself if that's what you want? Yes. Because, right, at the end of the day, it is your life. And maybe this is a very, like, Western way of thinking, because I think that Eastern thinking and Western thinking are oftentimes in contrast with each other, right? When you think about Eastern culture, or at least me and my Korean culture, everything is for the family. The oldest takes care of the youngest, takes care of the younger, and it's a very like communal society, whereas in Western culture it's very individualistic. And so maybe this is a very Westernized way of thinking, but I did grow up here. But in general, my parents sacrificed a lot to get to where we are, and I will never take that sacrifice for granted. Like, I'm so thankful that they struggled so much so that I don't have to struggle. Would I survive as an immigrant? I literally would not survive as an immigrant. Like, I think about it and like, oh yeah, natural selection is coming for me. Oh, you think that I'm gonna be able to pick up and move to a foreign country where I don't know the language, where I don't have friends, where I'm going to have to be in ESL if I move young enough, where I'm not even going to like understand when people are making fun of me? You think I'm going to survive that? Absolutely not. I'm not surviving that. And so I'm so thankful that my parents endured those struggles so I don't have to. No, but that wasn't my destiny, because obviously I'm here as a second generation immigrant, not a first generation immigrant. But truly, 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 I'm so thankful that they were able to get a handle on the situation. I'm thankful that it was my grandparents who moved here and brought their kids over, aka my parents, at a young enough age for them to acclimate and understand the system and work the system, because it has made it so that we're setting up the family for success. Like, even to an extent, and this is very candidly, I don't know if I'm going to be able to reach the financial security that my parents reached at my age, right? That is, I believe scientifically, I believe that's in the statistics, but please, please, please correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm a little nervous, scared that my source is TikTok. But everything is a bit more unstable than it was, like, when our parents were our age. Like, people were able to, like, buy homes, like, put down that down payment. But, like, can we? Maybe not. I look to them and I'm, like, so thankful for their sacrifice. But I guess I question for myself, like, would the best way to honor them be to meet their expectations and do everything that they told me that I should do? Or is it to lead my life in the way that I want and the way that they've been able to, like, give me this freedom to do what I want because of their hard work? Like, I'm not really sure what the answer is. But I guess if you, like, look at my daily living and my actions, I hope that I give the vibe that I'm, like, gratitude-filled, because I am so grateful to be able to pursue my creative endeavors without inhibition. Feel the rain on your skin. I don't have to hesitate, because I'm so thankful and I'm so grateful. And I hope that it is very clear and it comes across that way, because once again, I would not survive as an immigrant. And so, yeah, parental expectations. I personally have taken on this philosophy of, I think personally the best way to honor my parents' risk-taking is by taking risks myself. And because I believe that, like, nothing worth going for is, like, going to be easy. And, like, this is no doc to people who are a bit more security-focused or stability-focused. Like, I completely understand people who are like that, and honestly, I wish I was like that a little bit more sometimes. But personally for me, I love to take a risk. I love to weigh my options. I love to weigh the pros and cons and then be like, you know what? I know that this, like, has a little bit more cons, but no risk, no reward. Right, baby? Marshall Snake, I am a business girly at heart. No risk, no reward. Low risk, low reward. High risk, high reward. And so I think that I want to continue down this path of both being gratitude filled and then also honoring my parents by working hard and giving my all. And another part of one of the breakthrough conversations I had with my parents was, like, as long as I'm happy, they really don't care, like, what I'm doing. And I'm, like, so thankful that, like, we're able to communicate in this way, because I know that other families cannot. Like, it is hard enough to communicate in person, IRL, with people who speak the same freaking language as you. I actually can't fathom trying to communicate, especially at my level of Korean, trying to communicate these deep emotional things with my parents. I think it would be honestly, like, too hard, to the point where, like, would I give up trying at a certain point? Maybe. And that's so freaking sad to not be able to, like, reach the emotional depth that, like, you wish you could because of a language barrier. Like, if that is you, I really feel for you and I really sympathize. And I hope that, like, at the very least, you're able to communicate at a base level, like the love that you share for your parents, and hopefully you have other like people in your life, a significant other, some friends, other family members who you're able to like talk to about like the deep things that you would want to like talk to your parents about. But I think like when it comes to the parental expectation and adult child relationship stuff, like it goes both ways. Like I have to understand that my parents have certain expectations of me, and in a way, like I'm choosing to not meet those. And I have to accept it. Like I have to be okay with it, because I don't want to live my life like feeling guilty that like I never did what my parents wanted me to, right? Like again, going back to like children want to please their parents. Like of course I want my parents to be proud of me. Like oh my gosh, yesterday I almost started crying. I've been so emotional, guys. I've just been crying every single day. But I almost started crying because I woke up really early, like woke up at 6:50. And, like, my dad knows that your girl sleep in. Like, he knows I'm sleeping till 9, 10 a.m. And so I woke up at 6:50, and then I ran into him downstairs, and he was like, what are you doing up? And I was like, oh, I'm going to go for a run. And he was like, oh, okay, where? And I was like, oh, I'll probably run, like, along the beach, like, start in Torrance Beach, and then go, like, maybe towards Manhattan. He's like, oh, how much are you running? And I was like, I have to do 10 today. And I came back and he was like, oh, okay, bye. I came back and he was like, I'm so proud of you. Like, give me a big hug. And I was like, what the heck? Like, it feels so good to make your parents proud. And I guess, like, in ways, like, I feel like I haven't done that in a long time.
Oh.
Right? Because I think that, at least for me, and maybe this is coming from, like, a very Asian perspective, but the two things that, like, my parents, I know, get proud of is career / academics and then, like, physical health. And so, like, there was kind of no reason that my dad would be proud of me physical health wise other than like me running, because running is so challenging, right? So when he heard that I was running 10 miles, and he knows I hate running, like I was not a cardio girl growing up, like I've never been a cardio girl. And so when he heard that I did that, he was like, yes, that is the key to life. Like you have to do hard things in order to train the, and almost like reset the dopamine levels in your brain. And I was like, yes, I completely agree. Like, I understand the science behind it. And like, we are on the same page with that. But when it comes to career, like that's a sore spot, because me pursuing podcasting, me pursuing being a content creator, like that's not stable. That's not the life that my dad imagined for me. Like my dad truly was like, oh, this girl's gonna become a surgeon. Like, I hope you guys know, up here, there's some thought. We got some things up here. There's some stuff up here. I am a smart person. I am a smart girly pop. And so, I guess in ways, like, I can see from my dad's point of view where he could feel like I'm not reaching my potential. Right? I think that that is a fear that a lot of people have, is like the fear that they aren't like meeting their potential. And so I completely sympathize with my dad. I'm not too sure I empathize yet. Maybe that comes with like more age, but in general, like I get it. Like I know that he wants me to be proud of my career, and then he also wants to be proud of my career. And in general, like, I'm right there with him. I want to be, like, proud of my career. I want to be successful and, like, do good work and be a good person and, like, make a difference, right? Like, I hope that you guys who are listening to this podcast right now, it's not just a weekly thing, like, we're gonna throw it on in the background. Like, yes, it is that, because, like, we're all busy human beings, and I am completely The only time I listen to podcasts is like when I'm driving or like when I'm at the gym sometimes when I'm trying to reset my dopamine levels. And so I'm not expecting you to like invest your lives into this, but I hope that this podcast makes you feel less alone and is an outlet for you, because I know that amongst my friends, like, yes, we do talk about these things, but am I talking about the parental expectations and burdens of being an immigrant child at every single dinner or lunch that I go to with my friends? No. But I want this to be a space for you guys to come back to in order to talk about the things that you are thinking up here but aren't vocalizing out here. We are missing this community element, right? Everyone's talking about how, oh, Gen Z, oh, millennials, like, everyone's on their phone, iPad babies, nobody knows how to connect or have a conversation anymore. Like, I want to change that through this podcast, through this community right here, because I know y'all are my people. Like, I know that you guys struggle with the same things that I do, but maybe don't have the community to talk about it with. And so I hope that this podcast is that for you, and that you're able to walk away every single week being like, oh, I like took something away from that. And at the very least, like, I feel connected with. All that to say, going back to parental societal expectations and adult child and parent relationships. Oh, I think we were at step 3, huh? Okay, so 3 was the actual transition. I think 4 is really the gratitude piece. And this is exactly what happened in, like, the conversation between my sister, my mom, and my dad, was we were able to kind of just sit down as a family and, like, be so thankful that, like, we went through all that hard stuff. Like, I hope you guys know that, like, those few breakthrough conversations where I addressed the childhood trauma, my parents addressed the childhood trauma that I could have had, and there was, like, a lot of, like, acceptance and taking responsibility and all of that, like, pre all those conversations, I thought I had a good relationship with my parents. I thought that we were this close, deep, tight-knit family, like, literally picture perfect. And I thought that I could go to my parents for everything. But now that we're post breakthrough conversation, I recognize how shallow my relationship was with them was. Like, we had to go through literally the screaming matches, the crying matches, the, like, storming upstairs in order to get to where we are now. Because we've all, like, learned and understood and grown from all those, like, hard times. And I hope that if you are able to communicate with your parents, that you kind of, like, push through all the struggle and the turmoil. And if you aren't, I hope that you have a community outside of your family where you can, like, talk about this with, right? Because I personally can't relate to this kind of transition with parents who don't speak the same language as me, but I know that is the case for a lot of people. And so I hope that you are able to find a community to talk to this about, because I personally am, like, a verbal processor. I just, like, need to talk through things and talk out things. And so whether that be a therapist with professional experience or somebody who doesn't have any professional experience at all but will just listen to you yap, like, reach out to your community. Give yourself and the people involved grace, because this is everyone's first time being alive and being at the life stage that they're at. And so it is the first time my parents are having to parent adult children. And so I have to be forgiving of that. They're not perfect. They're not what I used to think that they were. I used to think my parents knew freaking everything. No, they're doing the best that they can with the resources and the information that they are given, just like us. And so we're all BSing our way through. Please be forgiving to your parents, and I hope that you would be open to having these conversations, because personally for me, along the way, in being open, I've like learned to be a little bit more patient with my parents, to kind of hear them out a bit more, still respect them, but also have the confidence and have built up the communication to speak my truth. It's kind of crazy, y'all. Me and my family were like, we're kind of like a white family the way that we talk. Oh, how nice it is to not have any language barriers, huh? Other than that, you guys, I hope you have a blessed week. You know, for a really long time, I thought that the word I was really confused about the word blessed, because in so many praise songs, it would be blessed. Blessed be the name of the Lord, right? But I think it's just like the tune of the song, so they just changed it to blessed. So I think that's very funny. Okay, I think that's it for this week. Follow us on all the socials. Only say nice things in the reviews if you have nice things to say. Oh, and then shout out to a good used book. They are right across from Lavetta on Glendale Boulevard in Silver Lake. They are having an event on May 10th. The owner, Chris, said it'll be like a little like book fair. They're gonna have tattoos and drinks and like little food bites. And so I think I'll be going. I think I'll be attending. And so if you guys want to come through, do it. Yeah, Chris was such a sweetie. I like listened to him talk about books for so long, and I'm like, wow, you are so well read, and like I aspire to be like you. And then other than that, shout out to Allie and Mike. Y'all got married. Oh my gosh. And then I guess what I learned. This time I want you like it's magnetic. You. Super ring on it. You. Okay.
I can't take it. Actually.